This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The annual mating dance between advertisers and the big broadcast networks, a gathering known as the Upfronts, wraps up today here in New York. For days, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, and their compadres have been parading their new shows past media buyers, who in turn have been placing their bets on the new season by locking in ad time. Spending upfront has been on the decline, but this could be a stronger season. Even with growing competition from digital outlets and falling viewership, Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains.
Coming to network television this fall, time travel drama.
It could change the present in ways we can't possibly predict.
Time travel comedy.
A really big duffel bag.
It's a time machine.
A super sensitive dog.
I just don't feel very respected.
And an Exorcist remake.
There are voices inside the walls.
Sure, they're going to be bombs. Hold your nose, stinkers. And network audiences will very likely continue to shrink. But primetime ad real estate will remain really valuable.
It's one of the great ironies of television.
Brian Sheehan is a professor of advertising at Syracuse University.
Television actually becomes more valuable even as it becomes smaller.
The networks are basically failing up. Why? They're still the biggest game in town. Cable can't deliver the same mass audiences, and streaming services like Netflix and Amazon don't have ads.
One of the things you need to do is build awareness for any brand. And awareness is really a reach and frequency game, which is what television is so good at.
At last year's upfront, estimates are the five networks scored more than $8 billion in commitments for primetime shows. And while networks are expecting this year to be a better year, long term, they got to rethink their business model.
Stuffing more traditional 30-second and 15-second ads in increasingly larger commercial pods is not appealing to consumers.
Tim Hanlon is managing director at FTI Consulting.
Especially when consumers are getting very comfortable with watching things on demand in subscription environments that have no commercials.
Some networks are finding new ways to blend ads right into their shows. And some big name shows like Empire and Saturday Night Live are reducing the number of commercials they air. As scarcity is prone to do, that may make them even more valuable. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.